This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The phones are loaded. We're live in defiance of the tech giants. Zach Voorhees is our guest. And all of a sudden, Zach looks over and he goes, are those all the guests? I go, yeah, those are all the callers. George and Chase and Linda and Ryan and Matt and John and Christy and Dave and Vernon and Jeff and Sarah. One time we looked at how many calls came into our show. It was 27,000. That's how many are trying to get on the show. And so we're going to go to your calls. Next segment, we've got so much here. But he's one of these engineer tech guys. He's showing you on radio and TV. He's going through all the proof, and it's amazing. And he'll be back tomorrow. We'll be even more prepared. I thought he was just coming as a guest. He has, like, all this research, kind of like I do. So you were showing people just now, we got 4 minutes left of the segment,
right?
How their own traffic dashboard shows their line. They're saying, there's no traffic on Clinton body count. That's why it doesn't show up, period. No, it's just the number one search. Continue.
Right. So if we go back to the Google Trends.
Twitter's showing like number one, it still won't show up.
Right. They're suppressing trends on different platforms, you know, and different companies, and they're doing it the same way, and they have the same biases.
So they're suppressing the human will for freedom.
Yeah, but they can't fight it because they're fighting against a force of nature.
Exactly.
You know, the crew here is doing a search for Clinton body and type in, oh yeah, there you go, Clinton body count. Yeah, and when they hit return, so just go ahead and do the whole phrase, Clinton body count, not Clinton body C. You're going to need to do the whole thing.
Try stuff live. Yeah. It's a train wreck.
Yeah. But, you
know, anyways.
So you're going to type in Clinton body count, okay? And then when you hit enter, trends.google.com is going to show that traffic. And that traffic is relative to historical trends. Now, what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to compare it against another phrase to show the relative traffic. So if you go to
Trump body count.
Yeah, so Trump. So if you click the compare and then you type in the search term Trump body count, then what you're going to get is you're going to get both graphs on the same graph, okay? And so
you could just show us. We know you're telling the truth, but now you've just shown us in live TV and radio with it on screen, and boom, just what you said.
Right, and I want you to do one last thing, which is it's showing data for the past 12 months. You're going to want to do that for, like, the past 5 years, okay? And so that's going to give you more history on the relative thing of the search. And there we go. That's the same graph. Okay.
So Clinton body count was big back during the last campaign cycle.
Yeah, and we can see that in there's a spike in October, November of last year, right? And so so what's really interesting is that there's obviously a blacklist that's being utilized either explicitly or embedded in a neural network. And what's really interesting is that the Google executives, specifically Karan Bhatia, and my apologies if I pronounce your last name wrong, he went up before, under oath, to Congress, and he said the following. We do not utilize blacklists or whitelists in our search results to favor political outcomes.
We just heard the head of YouTube, a sub-company, admitting in front of all their people they're doing it, and you just showed their documents, and you just showed their own feeds.
Right. So he says, we do not utilize blacklists or whitelists in our search results to favor political outcomes. Doesn't happen. He says this doesn't happen.
So you just saw total proof that they're lying.
Right. So is Google lying or is Google lying or is Google lying? You know, we've got 3 points of reference. They're lying somewhere, you know, and 2 out of 3. Like, which one is it? Okay. And so
and the truth is they can't manipulate raw data in real time. That's too hard because they still want the raw data. They just manipulate the overall result the public gets. They don't think people are engineers that go look at their raw data feed. So yeah. Clearly they're putting a blacklist in, and which their document shows.
Right, and it's funny because, like, I see this all the time, but nobody knows about this service, trends.google.com. So, you know.
But now they do. So let's talk about this and go to calls. You said the leftists, the authoritarians, the fascists are pulling their hair out right now.
Right.
They hate the fact you're doing this.
They hate InfoWars more than anything, and I can imagine that their heads are exploding. They think that I'm a LARP or that, like, I've invented all of this out of my mind or whatever. You know, they have to maintain cognitive dissonance, and whenever you...
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago, and we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Breaking news, my compadre, in a moment. But first, everybody wants to know about the inner workings at Google. Are they microdosing weekly, daily with hallucinogens, DMT? This video went viral a few weeks ago, only because drugreport.com linked to it. What's wrong with big tech's eyes? You know, the top Nazi, Wernher von Braun, wrote a 1959 book, or 1949 book, I'm going from memory here, called Project Mars, where the Elons are the aliens who end up taking over the Earth. Beware the Elons and the Elon invasion. Dr. Wernher von Braun. Wonder what he knew. When I watched his promo about this with executives from his company, they all look like they're on hardcore drugs. I mean, they're like sweating. Their eyes are like lit up. Like, I mean, they look nuts. I mean, you know when somebody's on drugs. You know, they admit Silicon Valley is into hardcore speed and hallucinogens. They're taking IV drips at work of DMT. They're taking LSD microdoses and psilocybin mushrooms and peyote every day. Who in the hell would want to join with these people? I've seen people take like three hits of acid. Their eyes aren't that big. What the hell are they on? And one of the crew members said maybe they've already got this whole Neuralink wires hooked in their brain, because as PKD pointed out, Philip K. Dick back in the 70s, the cyberpunk future is where you can get any type of pleasure you want, just plug in, but no one wants to even get up or eat for weeks or days. You just die because you just plug all this in, and it's the Matrix. And now the Matrix is here, and you look at Tim Cook or Elon Musk or any of his executives, when they're up there on that stage, they'll be under white lights. Their pupils are 90% open. Zuckerberg, all of them, these people either have brain chips. That's it. These guys are wireheads. Something's going on. I'm in here underneath bright lights, and my pupils are very little. Yeah, zoom in if you can. My pupils are tiny because I'm not on drugs. I've had two cups of coffee today. So here, let me show you my pupils, okay? My pupils are little. They're supposed to close. That's what happens under the sun or under bright lights, but not these guys. These are drug addicts, and they want the hit of wires in their brains. And all of them have got those giant pupils because they've been there, and they ain't coming back.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Why are they doing this now?
Well, it's a good question as to why they waited this long, but...
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Alex Jones has been banned from Facebook for a long period of time, but now they banned him. They banned his, like, little underling, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now that they kick them off the platform, that's great for now, but it doesn't roll back the clock.
But you have also excesses in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment right now. You know, I don't think that the forefathers said, well, you can say, you know, all sorts of hateful things and spread it around the world, literally spread it through the Internet.
I have no issue with it at all. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
But don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
Well, Google and the big tech folks are playing a very, very dangerous game. They think that they're going to be able to abuse all this power to get away with it and then suppress everybody. That doesn't go well in history. And I just can't believe they're pushing this hard. We're going to go to your phone calls here in a moment. And you just saw that video that we aired, What's Wrong with Big Tech's Eyes. We've got some big breaking news here, just briefly. If you don't remember, and I'm not bitching and complaining, but we just keep delivering freedom. We keep delivering bombshells, whistleblowers. We're in the zeitgeist. And I am nothing but thankful to all the viewers, all the listeners, my family, this crew, and Matt Drudge, who's the only person out there that isn't a coward in independent media that supports us because he supports himself and freedom and sanity and has an understanding of the destiny we're in. So I was doing the numbers. Without Matt Drudge, we'd be shut down a year ago or 2 years ago. So, yeah, Matt Drudge literally is InfoWars. We won't get him in trouble, but the enemy already knows that. Without your financial support, listeners, you need fish oil. You need turmeric. We got the best fish oil. We got the best turmeric. I go ahead and get the very best. We've got the best nootropics. We've got the best healthy stuff. We've got it all. Just get a book. Get a video. Get a T-shirt. Sign up for something. You're getting on autoship so that I can continue because we're either going to expand or contract. And we need your support. The big super special is about to end, 50-60% off on many items in the store. We had to get rid of some because they were selling out. Almost all the water filtration sold out because all this stuff's coming out about fluoride in the water and brain damage, and all these Democratic candidates are admitting the water's poison. It's like, you weren't listening to me? I mean, we've got like five companies. We sell whatever the highest rated is. We sold out of three of the five companies right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The other reason is people search it and they go, wait a minute, he really is selling Alexa Pure and ProPure at the lowest price. Yeah. In fact, that's the trap I put myself in, is that we bring in tons of money. But because we sell stuff cheaper than Amazon, it's kind of like no wonder we're successful, but we're not successful to getting the cash we need. Big numbers of money, but small slice to fund it. So please, InfoWarsStore.com, their products you already need. I want to thank you all. So you got, they brought this in during the break, and you got excited, sort of waving your arms around, and you wanted to read the article.
Breaking news.
Yeah, tell us.
Yeah, okay, so this is just in. Google DeepMind co-founder placed on leave from AI lab. All right, so can I read this on air? Okay, so the co-founder of DeepMind, the high-profile artificial intelligence lab owned by Google, has been placed on leave after controversy over some of the projects he led. So he runs the DeepMind Applied Division, which seeks practical uses for the lab's research in health, energy, and other fields. So what is DeepMind? DeepMind is Google's AI Manhattan project, and it's being run out of China right now. And this is really important because Peter Thiel did an article in the New York Times, you know, asking whether Google is committing treason by working with China's military for its AI Manhattan project, while at the same time canceling projects with the U.S. military. You know, and so
the fact that the head of that's been removed—that what does that signify as a former Google guy, as an insider?
I mean, something's big is definitely happening.
Does that symbolize shakeup?
There's a shakeup. I'm not entirely sure what it means. Like, Google's been pretty good with protecting its own. Like, when we caught Jen Jinai, saying that she wanted to rig the 2020 elections to prevent another Trump situation, Google, you know, protected her, and nothing happened. The fact that people are now starting to exit the company, and this is breaking news, is huge. It's huge. There's cracks that are beginning to form.
And again, Google isn't just some search engine. It's into thousands of companies. It's buying everything up, stifling free innovation, and trying to push a globalist system. That's why a lot of folks are like, well, I don't use Google. Why do you obsess on it? Because 4 billion people do.
It's the panopticon. Like, it's the all-seeing eye everywhere. Like, your email, your Google Chrome. Every kid's got, like, a Chromebook, it seems now, for education. Everywhere you go, there's a Google product that you use. And when I started...
Let's just say it. If my wife's not in the mood, And I grab her ass, she slaps it away. Well, Google's got their arm, I don't mean to be gross, up our ass. I mean, and a lot of us didn't ask for this.
Yeah, it's non-consensual, right? Like,
it's non-consensual.
Yeah, so this is big news. Like, it looks like something big is starting to happen. Like, the Wall Street Journal yesterday...
Oh, wait, Snopes is fact-checking this. They found it not true. I was not raped by Mark Zuckerberg. It's not a joke. They just said it was fake.
Wow.
We were trying to trick people.
I hope one day you can recover from that, you know.
Well, you're trying to trick them there.
I know a doctor if you need one. So this is big. This is big, the fact that there's someone leading. And the Wall Street Journal just posted yesterday that... the states are coming together in order to file an antitrust lawsuit against Google for their improper censorship.
But what the government's got to get is, we're now 15 months out from the election, or less. They've got Google gets it. They're in a fight. They're not giving up. Neither is the rest of it. They're racing to steal it, admitting they are. We have all the internal documents. We infiltrated them. You came out. I mean, we've got to. It's an open and shut case.
Right.
So we just keep like, well, we're going to break you up, or we're going to. They don't give a flying. They're moving. They're not giving up. So what do you do in a crisis like that? I think it's a national security issue. As Peter Thiel has said, they're in bed with China, so is Apple. I think you have to arrest the leadership. Or let them steal the election, and they've got the Washington Post saying China will crush.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Take an hour of your calls. We're already 20 minutes into this hour, but I'm going to go to George, Chase, Linda, Ryan, John, Jeff, Vernon right now. Sarah, we're going to go to you. But what's wrong with big tech's eyes? I mean, you look at the heads of big tech and people, they're under bright lights. And I'm under bright lights. My eyes, my pupils are tiny. Theirs are huge, like they're on a big dose of some kind of drug. I mean, that's what we know from. But you were explaining, especially when you look at Tim Cook of Apple's eyes, that it's something else going on. What's your experience?
There was something that I read somewhere in psychology where one of the ways you can sort of lock someone into a trance is by like opening your eyes like this and continuing to talk. So you'll see a lot of politicians, a lot of people like open their eyes and just continue to talk. And it's a good technique in order to deceive like people. Like I'm kind of doing it like right now.
Look at camera four. It's over there.
Camera four. Okay. So, you know, if I'm wanting to tell you a lie, then I'm going to open up my eyes real wide and I'm just going to talk to you and you're going to get locked into a trance. And one of the key things is that you don't want to blink. This is a little trick.
So is that why the info babes, like on Fox and stuff, don't blink? They're licking their lips doing the sexual thing. They're doing that to like literally trick our biology for a man to think Megyn Kelly wants me, but she doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also the reason why they have, like, the spinning sigils like that. Basically, they're trying to induce, like, a trance state to, like, prepare the person. And you can actually see it, like, on the EEGs. You can see that people kind of, like, break into, like, I think, like, alpha waves or something.
They're trying to put you into a trance state.
Yeah, because the thing is that as they get you into that trance state, they can give you, you become more suggestible.
Can we go back to the two-minute video, what's wrong with big tech size? I want to show Tim Cook's eyes, because I get what you're saying. There it is. I mean, he's under bright lights, man. You got to be on some drugs to get your – or has he got a brain chip? I mean, how do you do that?
Right? I mean, but the thing that you can notice is that his pupils are dilated. And the question that I have, just looking at this picture, not knowing it before, is, you know, whether the light may be really dim, but oh my God, it looks like he's on some sort of drug, right? His pupils are just super dilated. And so, wow. Yeah. I know that in Silicon Valley, there's a lot of microdosing that goes on. It's kind of like a mind hack. So I know you were talking about that earlier, but, you know, it should be a good question. Why are his pupils so dilated?
All right, we're going to go to phone calls now. First time a big Google engineer has gone public and taken phone calls. George, Chase, Linda, everybody, who's been holding the longest here? We're going to go to your phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Vernon in Florida. You're on the air with Jack, with Zach Voorhees. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Really appreciate what you guys do.
Appreciate you holding.
Uh-huh. Just to comment on some of the censorship that I've seen from Google is I own a small auto repair business here in Florida. And if somebody Googles auto repair business near me, literally sitting in my parking lot, it will give them search results for whoever pays the most. So I get telemarketing calls all the time saying that if I verify my listing and I spend enough money with them, they'll bump my ad to the front of the list. And so just, you know, I was making a comment as far as censorship that I've seen myself just a small business owner.
Exactly. You're going down the road, you need gas or you need a carburetor, and they don't tell you the place that's right there. They tell you one 5 miles away because they paid.
Yeah, so I actually have the solution to this thing. Are you on maps.google.com as a listed business?
Yes, I am. I verified it, you know, personally.
Okay, and so you've got a places.google.com sort of listing for your thing.
Right, and my understanding when I talk to one of the telemarketers is what they do is they actually sit there and search your business name if you pay them enough so that way it gets moved to the top of the list. Regardless of location, it'll still come up with whoever has paid them the most. It doesn't really even matter as far as like...
Sure, that's fraud. It'd be one thing if it said ad for mufflers or ad for transmission or auto repair and then showed you the closest result, but now they only do it off who pays.
Right. You know, so they're doing it off of user search traffic, and so a lot of these people are SEO wizards, SEO meaning search engine optimization, and then what they do is that they fake user traffic in order to artificially inflate the perceived value of that link, and it ranks it up. So if you want to, you know, get into this, the concept of Google hacking is called SEO.
Okay.
And so what you've got to do is go hire a company to run a bunch of fake traffic to your business.
Correct, yeah, and that's what these companies call. I mean, up to 3 times a day I get a phone call from these companies.
And listen, I think that's terrible and bad, but Google actively suppressing the RNC being able to run an ad or something, or Twitter suppressing the RNC running an ad, or Facebook, that's. I'm not saying your problem's not a problem, I get it. That's something that is being manipulated by locals through the system, because Google's designed to be hacked, as you were saying.
Uh-huh.
But the big enchilada is that it's being done to our entire election system.
Oh, yes, it's way, way worse politically as far as, you know, manipulating elections and stuff. It's just, it can go all the way down to the local level of...
Oh, you're just giving us a local example, which is very important. Thank you, Vernon. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Linda in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for all the good you do for the American people.
I'm trying.
My question is, would it be of value for Zach to trade info with NSA database developer Bill Binney on data mining?
I kind of missed that. Trade info with a data miner?
With William Binney.
Right, so...
Oh, would you like to come on sometime with the former technical head of the NSA?
I would love to talk to NSA whistleblower Bill Binney. He's a courageous individual, you know, who's come and revealed to the public, you know, the large surveillance apparatus that was pointed directly at them and vacuuming up all their data. You know, the big data thing is actually outside of my specialty. But I'm sure that we can, you know, trade notes.
But isn't that really what Google is? And Facebook is like privatizing that same NSA system.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is that we've heard a lot about the NSA data collection, but Google dwarfs that. And, you know, the media has been pounding this drum. Oh, it's really bad that the NSA has all this data. It's really bad that the NSA has all this data. But, like, it's completely dwarfed by what Google has on you. Like, they've got your real-time location data from your phone, and they're...
So really, I mean, Google is the real NSA.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's ridiculous to talk about the NSA when, you know, Google and, you know, the old CIA were far more insidious and comprehensive.
Linda, anything else?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we got to go to break here in about 50 seconds, but I promise every caller we're getting to you with our guest in the War Room in 30 minutes is coming up today, 3 p.m. Central. And again, you were talking about human viral movements of information versus digital. So how would you quantify that with 30 seconds? How do we get the audience to realize how powerful they are?
Look, like, every one of us should share InfoWars and tell our friends about it, because the thing is that you can either go viral through digital means or viral by telling your friends. And this is really an important watershed moment. So, you know, show the censors that we can make this go viral by each one of us making it go viral.
It really is a fight between human intelligence and AI now, because the AI has been hijacked. All right, Zach Voorhees, our guest. More of your calls straight ahead. Please spread those live links. I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. And what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's absolutely critical to the social engineers, the ultra rich on this planet, to divide and conquer humanity and to really rob us of our birthright and the real potential we have if the general public makes decisions about our own development, our own evolution. I don't mean that from a Darwinian perspective or getting some fight about it, but we are evolving. I'd say devolving right now. And everything we've been given, everything we've been basically pushed is destroying human communities. They want Google and Facebook communities where everything's 5G and you're inside these weird bubbles and you're totally programmed. These are corporations that want markets where they have captive humans that are totally under their control. It's like a proto matrix. So, Zach Voorhees, we're going to go back to these calls here. You'll be back on the war room because you say you want to keep going. You're on fire with Will Johnson, who's filling in for Owen Schroyer today when he's on a well-deserved vacation. They'll be back with me for 2 hours tomorrow to take more calls because Google is suppressing your interviews. They are blocking it. They are tearing their hair out right now. You were telling me off air that you're on air talking about all this because you've released the smoking gun documents of their blacklist and their perjury to Congress. This is huge.
Yeah, and big things are happening. You know, breaking news like today that, you know, as a reminder, the Google DeepMind co-founder placed on leave from AI Lab.
Huge. And again, that's the big real AI system.
That's the AI Manhattan project that Google is working
on. Who do you think has the dominant system? Because we know IBM's involved. We know Microsoft is involved. We know everybody's racing to get the AI.
Yeah, I don't know. I do know that, you know, the big tech giants they all have their own version and their own flavor of AI.
So there's competing AI.
Yeah, but Google is the one with the most data. And
they went to China where there's no rules.
Right. And the thing is that the person with the most data is going to have the best AI because AI is feeding off of data. And so that's it. You know, nobody goes to a YouTube version on IBM. And so, you know, Google's got...
Why do you think they told the Pentagon a year ago, or 2 years ago now, we're not going to work with you in the arrogance, but we're going to move to China when we all know Google was a NSA project?
Right. So, you know, Google was funded by Inkutel when it got its start. So it was, you know, done with CIA money. And the thing was Google started a project with the U.S. military called Project Maven, which was going to use information from their geo databases. And what happened was a small contingent of employees decided that they were going to protest this. And what was really weird is I got an email, you know, one day at my desk from the Google executive team saying, hey, by the way, we'll let you know that there's going to be a protest today on Project Maven, and if you want to join the protest, then that's your right, and you're not going to suffer any consequences.
They're promoting it.
Yeah, they're promoting it. Absolutely. So they promoted this, and then a bunch of employees walked out, and a lot of people actually didn't end up walking out. It was a very, very, very tiny minority. But then the media pumped that up, and then Google threw up their hands. They said, look, like, we wanted to do this, but our employees are revolting.
So the truth is, Obama and all of them said, go with China, and once Trump got elected, the decision was final. Just like the Washington Post says, we hope Xi can crush America. It says, you know, destroy Trump. Destroy Trump is the headline. Xi's destroy Trump to save us, of course. It's so Orwellian. The corporations have made their deal with this guy. He's got 1,300,000,000 slaves, and it's just crazy how far they've gone. Let's go back to your calls. Okay, who's been holding longest here? Dun, 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 dun. Try to move quick here now. Let's go to Ryan in Florida. Ryan, and we'll go to Sarah. Ryan, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Alex Jones, General Honey Smack. Great to talk to you, man. It's an honor.
Good to have you. So what's your question?
I wanted to ask you and Zach both, what do you guys think that President Trump can do about all this big tech censorship that won't be negated by, let's say, a liberal judge? You know, we've seen every time a liberal judge doesn't like what he does, boom, now Trump's hands are tied. What can we do personally, or what can Trump do? Like, we're not able to rely on Trump. You know, both of those kind of things. What do you think we can do in Trump?
Yeah, so that's a very excellent question. And so my plan for this is that with this document disclosure is that, one, tell your friends and download the information, have them download it. Educate yourself. And three, call your radio stations, call your senators, call your representatives, and tell them that they need to stop tech censorship.
Let your human voice be heard.
Right. Because
they're trying to suppress your speech online. Good. We'll just do it in the third dimension.
Right. And the thing is that right now all of the Congress people are taking a break from Congress. So they're in their districts and they're listening to their constituents. And you've got this like short window of opportunity to go and let your voice be heard so that when they all come back to Washington, D.C., this is going to be the topic on everyone's mind. And you can tell that this is what's happening because, you know, the states are all banding together for antitrust, you know, litigation, which was reported by the Wall Street Journal just yesterday. So if you want to be part of this, if you want to do America good and right, then call your senator, call your representative, and tell them to stop big tech censorship. It's not just censorship on conservatives. They also censored Tulsi Gabbard. Okay,
that's right. Stop election meddling. Ryan, great questions. We got to move quick to get everybody here. Let's go to Sarah in California. Sarah, you're on the air with
Hello.
Our guest. Go ahead.
Hi. Lucky was the day I found Alex Jones. I just absolutely love your product.
We love you.
Believe me, it's amazing. But anyway, I have so much to say here, and I know you don't have much time.
We got time for you, sweetheart. Go ahead.
Thank you. Zach, thank you so much. I'm from the industry and had to step out of the industry because I'm from the organic industry, meaning the real in free market part. I worked with research engines and a content provider with 250 copywriters. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're getting absolutely hammered there in the nutraceutical and health spaces. It's really a bloodbath right now.
Well, okay, I have a question for you. My question is, you said a powerful statement when Alex asked you the other day, why did you do this? And you said, and you thought of every word, and I wrote it down. I had to go back, and I've listened to all of them at least 10 times, all of those videos, 10 times, because every word you said was intentional. So you break down every word, you're saying a lot. You said, I want to warn the American people, AI weapons are aimed directly at your mind, which actually exposes the emotion machine for frequency modulation, and so on and so forth. So I wanted you to elaborate in reference to the weapons. Is it frequency-based from Marvin Minsky's emotion machine working with the dopamine?
The whole thing is a weapon system. That's what he's saying.
Right. But specifically, what I specifically meant, and Dr. Robert Epstein, the former chief editor of Psychology Today, is mapping this out very well. And what he's mapped out is that the search prediction in Google is one of the main ways that Google is aiming their AI weapons at our minds. And, you know, you can test this either by doing the Clinton body count, or you can even just type in men can, and it will autocomplete to men can have babies, men can have periods. And the thing is that if you believe that this is what the consensus is thinking, then you're going to go along with it because that's the way humans are. We're herd animals in a way. And so, you know, I detailed this at the beginning of the show with the ASH experiment, and I recommend that you look at the whole video on how that works. And if you understand the ASH experiment, then you're going to understand how Google is trying to program us through the auto search suggestion. They're trying to tell you what the consensus is, and they're manufacturing that consensus. And that
is they get you to accept that a man can have a baby, and then Facebook banned a Republican ad saying we want strong women. Oh, saying woman hurt me. I mean, that's a cult, man. That's a dangerous group. And they're not just freaks. They're killing the language. They're killing the biological power of humanity.
Yeah, and they're trying to establish like a cult mentality, right, where words don't mean the things that they used to, and you have to look at everything through.
You subserve so you can be on Twitter.
Yeah.
You submit, you can be on Google. You know what? I'm not submitting to jack crap.
Awesome. Yeah, neither am I, right?
Like,
I came here to, you know, bust censorship open because I am anti-censorship. I believe in a free market for ideas and let the best idea win.
Sounds like freedom to me. Sarah, thank you. Great points. We're going to rampage through every caller. George, Ronnie, Jason, John, Jeff, and Jefferson. And then this transmission ends and the war room begins. And this guy is going to eat a Caesar salad. And he's going to go in and host the war room with Will Johnson. And so that's coming up. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, Zach Voorhees, doing a great job spilling his guts about Google, is going to be back in studio tomorrow for another hour and a half. He's on the War Room the last hour today. We've got the great Will Johnson guest hosting that. Infowars.com/show. But I want to get to all these calls before we end. But yeah, I went and got genetic testing at a top lab, and they told me, well, you got the Northern European thing, 40% have it. Your genes are turned off to be able to absorb B12. But my mitochondria was real rare. It was operating at 100%. The problem is it was like getting energy into it. So kind of a mutant, it's very rare to have 100% operation of mitochondria. But then it's like typo negative. People have that sometimes. But then on top of it, I have trouble getting the energy into the cells, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I've got a genetic mutation, two copies in the MTHFR gene, specifically called C667T. And for me, I'm able to bypass that with a special form of vitamin B9 called methylfolate. So
I've heard of that. We've been looking into that. So yeah. What did it do when you took it?
What it does is it lowers the levels of homocysteine, which is an amino acid that builds up in each one of your cells because you can't produce enough methylfolate. And so by taking methylfolate directly, then you bypass the MTHFR gene that is...
Bottom line, Mother Nature has some incredible stuff.
Yeah.
And as you were saying to the last caller, they're waging war on that.
Yeah, they're trying to wage war on alternative health. What Google's doing, which is very insidious, is that they are boosting non-credible, non-authored pages ahead of really well-researched papers on the internet.
And what do you make of all the, even the Journal of American Medicine admitting fluoride lowers IQs?
You know, the thing is that you've been beating that drum for years, and this was something that was really well known, and there's a lot of research internationally showing that fluoride lowers the IQ of particularly males. And now it's like, okay, well, I think the Journal of Pediatrics or something similar to that released a study saying that, yeah, like for each milligram of fluoride found in the pregnant mom's urine, it lowered the IQ by a certain amount. And they tested this and they found that it was true. And it's like, duh, this happens in like every single animal. And the problem with fluoride is that it binds to aluminum and your body's trying to detox aluminum, but the fluoride pulls it in and prevents it from being excreted.
That's it. It's an adjuvant to make every other toxin stronger. Let's take some calls. We'll talk about tomorrow. It's amazing. Jefferson in Virginia, you're on the air with a big whistleblower. Go ahead from Google. What's your take on this? And we'll go to George.
Thank you, gentlemen. Zach, I have to say you are very brave to be doing what you're doing. I thank you as a patriot for America.
Thank you. Thank you.
My question is, how hard would it be technologically or software-wise for all the people that are on this blacklist at Google that supposedly didn't exist to be reinstated and governed by a transparent algorithm rather than an opaque one that changes all the time?
Yeah, so that's a really interesting question. First off, if you're on a blacklist, Google will deny that you're on a blacklist. They're not transparent about their blacklist. They deny that they even have blacklists at all. So
even though you have a copy and you work there, they'll lie.
Yeah, they'll lie about it. And so the question is, how do you get off the blacklist? Not even politicians are safe from this thing, right? So, there's really nothing that you can do. And this is the reason why that I'm now going to the people is because I couldn't change the company from within. I'm now going to the people, and I'm asking the people, the people, to let each other know that this is what's going on, to let your senators and Congress people know that this is what's going on. And together, as one force, we can make a change. And the thing is that it's going to have to be up to the politicians to make this change. Now, exactly what change needs to be done is something that's a little bit above me. Like, I personally believe in the free market, and I don't, I think that Google was able to rise to power because of the distortion of the...
But when they hijacked the whole thing, it's a fraud now.
It's a fraud now, right? And so the thing is that, if we allow the free market to flourish, then what's going to happen is that this is, I believe, going to just take care of itself.
What about prohibiting the four big tech companies from buying any new companies for 3 years?
I think that could be a step in the right direction. Some sort of, antitrust regulation.
Because new companies pop up, they just buy them.
And then what they do is that they blacklist other, apps out of the different app stores. You can't get on Gab because Apple and the Play Store have forbidden it. And that's just anti-competitive. And, they're now colluding as one big, conglomerate, even though they pretend
one big
to be...
bully. Jefferson, we got to jump. He's got to come back tomorrow. It's going to be big. You're making great points. We should just start the show with how do we counter against this and what are they doing wrong. Let's go to George in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, George.
Hi, AJ. I wanted to make a quick suggestion before I asked my question. I think you should give double points to anybody that gives like $50 or $100 straight up. That way, they at some later stage when they want to buy products, maybe they have too much product right now. That way, you keep the money flowing, and at least they get something out of that. I think that would encourage a lot.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, and another idea, I think you should put up a couple of T-shirts, one for white privilege or guilt, question mark, and then put the MLL question, I thought it was the content of your character, not the color of your skin type of thing. I think it would be an absolute blockbuster at a picture of Martin Luther on the front and that quotation. I think almost everybody in America that's sick and tired of this stuff would buy that, even black people who are sick and tired of hearing that. Then maybe a double... New shirt, Rape 2, Epstein and Clinton together, and then the number of times he's been to the island, and other celebrities have been to the island. I think that would sell like hotcakes.
Or the Clinton body count on a shirt, right? I mean,
yeah.
Politics is downstream from culture.
Yeah. So the question I or the question type of suggestion I'm thinking of, why can't we get Zach and a few other people like you've already mentioned on air? Unfortunately, I'm trying to run fast, so I can't remember the name. But anyway, start a new NGO that would be an advisor not only to the American politicians, but internationally. This has become an international issue, and it's basically coming right out of Chi-Com, China, basically, so that people are feeling intimidated.
I think Bob Barnes is in studio next week. He's trying to set that up. He's doing a bunch of stuff. But, yeah, we're all working together. Thank you so much, George. A lot of great points.
Thank you.
And, again, tomorrow I'm going to be better about going to the callers early because they bring up some good questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to, moving quickly here, let's talk to Jason in New Mexico about an alternative to Google. Go ahead.
He who controls the law. Excuse me, he who controls the language controls the learning of the law. Thank you, gentlemen, for bringing up this very valid, important topic. It's actually life-changing. One quick question, Zach. How do we get off the grid, per se, from Google? How do we get off of the Google?
You're talking about Google fasting.
Yeah, it's you got to do a Google detox. So you got to, like, switch from Gmail to Proton Mail. You've got to switch from Google search to DuckDuckGo or Start Page. You need to turn off the location services on your phone because, you know, if you go to YouTube, they are getting your data at any point. And why give data to the enemy of America? You know, and so you got to identify all the different products that you're using and realize that every single time you use that product, you're leaking metadata and they're vacuuming that up and they're selling it to God knows who across God knows what country. Some of them might be foreign adversaries to the United States.
But how do we do that if our kids have to have Chromebooks to go to school? And then also, if you go to some of the newer platforms, they say, well, try Google Chrome, and then our site would work better. You see, it's kind of like they're hurting us.
Sure, no, you're right. We're out of time. They force you into it.
Yeah. You're getting ahead of yourself. Just start at something simple and work down.
Exactly. You're not going to dominate it all up front, but just a 10% shift.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start crippling this criminal organization. We got a minute and 34 seconds, and I wanted to go to John and Ronnie. I got to most people. Call me back tomorrow. You'll be in studio. Get John's number. Get Ronnie's number. Guys, call him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He'll go to the other line. Well, you've got a well-deserved hour and a half break, and then you are going to be coming in to the war room today. Very exciting. Where do people find you right now?
All right. So the way that people can find me is they need to go on Twitter, and they need to type in Perpetual Maniac, or you can type in my name, Zach Voorhees. My last name's kind of weird. There you go. It's right there on the screen. I need people to follow me, and I need people to retweet what I'm saying and help me stay alive by staying in the spotlight. I'm sacrificing everything that I have in order to bring this information to the public.
That's right. They're betting that people are slaves, we're going to fade off and merge with machines, and it's all over, and we're just animals. But you're betting we're humans, we're going to overcome this.
We're going to overcome it. Okay, we're going to overcome it together. So I'm asking everyone to join me, and let's do this together, and let's change America and create a brand new life.
And then don't feel bad when you don't see his numbers go up, because my son joined Twitter and had 10,000 in 2 hours and nobody after that. It's what they do. We just use all their platforms but build our own. You're going to be launching your own website soon, I hope?
I have several websites, but I'm going to stay on Twitter just to keep it focused.
No, I understand. All right. Well, thank you. Great job, crew. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Coming up, The War Room, straight ahead at InfoWars.com/show. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you all for doing the most important thing.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.